This is investigation number 4, continued, the first key, from The Recipe by Ram Dass Ormond. Could you feel the sensations between your hands? Did your eyes pop right open at the end, or did it take some effort? Pretty amazing, wasn't it? That's not even the good part yet. Did you notice how quiet, empty even, your mind was? The first time I asked you to notice how empty your mind was, did you find any thoughts in there like, where are my car keys? Or, did I leave the stove on? For most people, the immediate answer is no, there were no thoughts in there. A few people say, yes, I had a thought. If you found a thought, was the thought crazy and loud and right in your face? Hey, look at me, I'm a thought! Or was it more like this? I asked you to shift attention, and there was a pause, and then you noticed a thought. Was it more like one or two? Of course, it was like the second. You heard my direction to notice how empty the mind was. You shifted attention, and there was a brief pause before you noticed a thought. If your mind was empty, that just means the pause was big and easily recognizable. If you noticed a thought, that just means the pause was smaller. Let's focus on that pause, big or small, between my directions and any thought that might have appeared. In that pause, the mind was empty. Were there any thoughts in that empty mind? No, of course not. It was empty, and that's why there was a pause. Were there any things in that empty pause? Were there any pink unicorns or elephants in there? Of course not. It was empty. If there were things, they would have to be thoughts, and there were no thoughts. If there were things, it wouldn't be empty. Don't just believe me. Verify this through your own experience, that there was nothing in that pause. If you're not clear on that, go back and experience the guided part of the investigation again. So, there were no thoughts or things in that gap, that pause. As you looked into that empty gap, did you know your age or gender? No. Those would be thoughts, and there were no thoughts. As you looked into that gap, were you even aware of your body? Look back, reflect on your memory. Were you even aware of your body? If you were thinking, yeah, I could feel my sore back, that was what I noticed after I looked into the mind. Recognize that was a thought that came after the empty gap. In the empty gap, you weren't aware of any part of the body, let alone if it was sore. That thought came later, maybe. But in the gap, even that was absent. It's also possible that the thought, sore back or other body part, was constant. That means you weren't supremely comfortable. If that is the case, get supremely comfortable and then repeat the investigation. In my experience, even people with chronic pain find the pain vanishes in the gap. That could easily be your experience as well. Let's get back to that empty gap. Close your eyes for a moment and drop into that empty, quiet gap where there are no thoughts. Now allow your attention to move forward. Do you run into your forehead? Or can attention keep moving forward, 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 through the wall and over the yard, all the way out to the horizon and even beyond? Feel it. Now bring attention back to the center and send it off to the right. Does it run into your ear, or does it seem to keep going, 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 going. Come back to the center and go off to the left. Do you ever find your left ear? Even if you do, is it a wall that stops attention from continuing to move on and on and on? Could you find any edges, any limitations or boundaries in that gap? Or did it seem vast and spacious? I know from my experience that it feels vast and spacious in there, doesn't it? Open your eyes again, and let's recap what we've found so far. Between my directions and any thought that arose, there was an empty gap. In that empty gap, there were no thoughts, no things, no age, no gender, no body, and it had no edges. When you look into that gap, is your name in there? Is there any answer you gave to the question, who are you, in there? No. The gap is empty, right? No thoughts, no things. No age, no gender. No body, no edges. And no you. One last question. Was everything you think of as your history, or your hopes and dreams, or your fears and doubts, were any of those in the empty gap? No. The gap was empty. Okay, that's a little weird, right? Did you cease to exist? Of course not. We're still having this conversation. Who are you? In that gap, you didn't cease to exist, but nothing you think of as you was present in that empty gap. If nothing you think of as you was present in the empty gap, what was looking into that empty gap? What was looking into the gap? What is that? That's the real you. Not all the stuff you wrote as an answer to who are you. But what is that real you? It's awareness. It's consciousness. It's I. Usually when you answer the question, who are you? You say something like, I am blank. You focus on the word that comes after am, which is usually a what, something you do, and it doesn't tell anyone anything about I. Who are you really? I. That's who you are. And this I is vast and unlimited. You are that I. I know this is probably really new. You just found out that who you are is not who you think you are. That doesn't mean all the things you've thought or experienced are imaginary. It just means they aren't you. Let's investigate this just a little more, and then we'll dive into the recipe itself. But first, make a few notes about what you just experienced, either in your journal or in this space.